But just reading that scripture, let me finish it. And then I'll get ready to close. He said, I read it over again. He said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own ways have recompense upon their head, says the Lord. Their own way have I recompense upon their head, says the Lord. You remember what it said in Ephesians 1:5? Anybody? It is his good pleasure to do it. It gives God pleasure when someone turns from sin and receives life. And we stand in the gap. Now let me tell this story. I think I got time. You heard this morning, those of you on prayer line. And that's why we ought to be sensitive, because sometimes, that's why, you remember he said, every prayer, what is a prayer of faith, prayer of intercession, prayer of worship, prayer of whatever, you ought to be inspired by the Holy Ghost rather than just following rules. Brother Boley and was in Africa, and this tribe he was ministering to had got many people saved. You heard the story, some of you have, but let me tell it. And there was another tribe that, because there's, you got what, the country of Africa, and then you got how many, I mean, you got this, whatever, and you got about 50 countries. But anyway, you got more than one country in Africa. Confident, yep. But you got many. But what my point is, here's my point. Everybody, even though they're in Africa, they don't speak the same dialect. And there was a tribe were nearby, stole a little girl. And do you think God wants that little girl to be taken away from their family? Absolutely not. So Brother Boley and one of his person, that one of the people that got saved that could speak that language of the other tribe, went to retrieve the little girl by taking trinkets and pearls and whatever they had to trade to get her back. And so they did. They finally caught up, and the story, they had to eat some rotten meat in order to get accepted. He said, you thank God for his grace and mercy and all that, because it didn't make them sick. But when they made the trade, got the girl back. But night overtook them, and they couldn't travel in the jungle if they like it. What I watch on safaris and Nat Geo Wild, is that what they call it? Am I right? Yeah. Nat Geo Wild. If it's like that, I'm not going to be traveling out there either. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to be out there. If I can help it, all them the lions and tigers and cheetahs and leopards and don't even mention the bears. Oh goodness. Bears and monkeys and apes and you just name it. Oh, you think I'm gonna be out there? Snakes and but anyway, night overtook them, and gave them a little hut to stay in. They'd sleep on the ground. And said by midnight, they was awakened with a drum roll. And asked the interpreter, said, what is that? He said, that's the death. That drum roll, that's meaning the death penalty. What happened finally dawned on the king. He had the money, had the trinkets and the pearls and whatever. And he didn't have to let the little girl go. For what reason he wanted the little girl, I don't know. But, so he said, well, ain't nothing we can do but And he said, we kneel down and pray. He said, we're not going to wait for them to come in here. We're just going to go out and meet them. And so he stepped outside of the tent. And with his eyes closed, a few seconds seemed when you're about to lose your life, a few seconds seemed like a lifetime. He said, all of a sudden, he finally opened his eyes. They was all on the faith, bowed down on the faith, and their machete laying beside him. He said, what is this? He said, the interpreter asked him what happened. Said, when that man stepped outside of that tent, we saw two giant men standing on either side of him, and we fell to the ground. And that was his angel. And back at the, what you call the place where you, immigrant, where the lady was working, and she was the only one because somebody had gotten, sometimes people will not be there at work for some reason. And she had worked hard over time because she didn't have a reliever at the time. And so she got in bed and said, his faith came up before her. We're talking about cooperating with Holy Spirit. And she got up, and finally she knew how tired she was, so she got up and she just got on her face and started praying. And about, I think she said it was at 10:30 and got a relief at 12 o'clock. And so she asked him, were you in some kind of trouble? And he related the stories at the same time when she prayed. Now, what if she hadn't prayed, y'all? What do you think would happen? My point, the Lord wanted me to say to y'all tonight, if your knowledge and obedience and your knowledge is limited, and your obedience is become disobedient, there's things I could do you'll never know. That thing could have been stopped if we would be obedient and we will learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. He said, you do not know. You hear it, but it hadn't grasped it. I want you to get it. When I tell you that I'm a God that is unlimited, it is exactly what that is. There is nothing that I cannot do according to my will. There's nothing too big I can't stop. I just need, see, when you understand, you remember I kept going back showing you that the earth is the Lord. I mean, the heavens is the Lord and the earth belongs to us. And it would be like Brother Jordan, Brother Lucy. What a word, boy. Brother Jordan, Sister Lucy. It's one thing for us to invite them over to our house, but it's another thing for them to come in uninvited, and take over. That would be no kind of ethic, would it, at all. Now, if we invite them and let them do it, they can take over and do whatever they want to. We invite them. God is a God of ethic. He's not going to come in and take over what he has committed to you. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? He's waiting on us to invite him in, and what he wants you to get a knowledge of and understand a revelation of, I can do it through you. There ain't nothing I can't do according to my will. That's why I tell you, you and me together is more than the world against you. You and me, God said. Nobody can stop you. But when we get a revelation of that, then things start happening. And instead of going around talking about how bad what these folks are saying, what thing they are doing, we need to talk about how good, how great, and how awesome our God is. And learn to yield with the Holy Spirit. Praying with your spirit. That's an exercise. Exercising your spirit, you should never give up. And be open to learning all the time. And allow him to take you further. And you spend time meditating in the word, yielding to the Holy Spirit. Because somebody right now is crying out for our help. Somebody right now is in dire need of God's help. He said, why don't you do it? Nobody had given him permission to do it. Somebody had given him permission. Remember Heather? How many remember Heather? Because somebody was bold enough to give God permission. Because everybody else said, Heather's going to die. But God said, I can do it. He gave God permission. Now he said, I'm just going to.